This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. In consumer news today, plastics in food. Ragu recalled three kinds of pasta sauce yesterday over concerns they might contain plastic fragments. Last week, it was meat processor Tyson Foods and chicken for the second time this year for the same reason. Data from the Department of Agriculture shows there has been an uptick in that kind of contamination lately, as Marketplace's Renata Sago reports.
In 2015, there were 12 recalls of food contaminated with foreign matter. Last year, there were 23. And in a lot of cases, that foreign matter was plastic. University of Missouri biology professor Fred Ramsall thinks he knows why.
Americans are eating massive amounts of processed foods.
And processing foods depends on plastic materials at nearly every step of the way, down to the machines that do the processing.
The conveyor belts are typically vinyl chloride that are going to leach, phthalates that are terrible compounds.
Vamsal says a lot of plastic in foods goes unnoticed too, because the USDA and FDA only recall products that are visibly contaminated. Back in March, the USDA said it would beef up its food recalls, partly because it had been mandated to do so back in 2011 during the Obama administration. J.D. Hansen is the policy director at the Center for Food Safety. He says that's one reason why we're seeing more voluntary recalls from companies like Tyson and Ragu.
More companies are saying, rather than the FDA recalling our product, we better recall it as soon as we know there's a problem.
Food companies inspect their own processed products. The USDA says it's tightened guidelines for those inspections in the past 3 months. But J.D. Hansen says there's one ingredient that could really push companies to cut down on contamination. And that's public pressure. I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.